Your Financial Choices may discuss various financial-related topics and thus would like to offer the following disclosures. Lori Siebert is employed by Valley National Group, the Valley National Financial Advisors Group of Companies. Investments are offered through Valley National Investments Incorporated, member FINRA. We inform you that any federal tax, state tax, financial advice, or information contained in this communication is not intended to be personalized or specific in nature or to be relied upon for your personal situation in any circumstance. The advice and information are not intended and cannot be used as a tax opinion letter nor used for the purpose of avoiding tax-related penalties. For personalized advice specific to your own situation, we recommend that you consult your CPA, CFP, or attorney.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the show. This is your host, Lori Siebert. I am a CPA, CFP professional, and AEP on the web at yourfinancialchoices.com. And you can listen online each and every week at wdiy.org. Today is December 4th, 2019. The markets were up today. The Dow closing at 27,649, the NASDAQ at 8,566, and the S&P at 3,112. Our topic tonight is more on Medicare. You recall several weeks ago we had a show on Medicare and we had so many calls we thought it might be a good idea to talk about it a little bit more. Lots of information to be learned this evening, and we're going to go cover a few things that we didn't cover the last time. We are live tonight. We will take your questions. Lori C. is in the studio with us this evening. We'll answer your calls, take your information, and we ask you to mute your radio so you can hear me without the delay and we can talk without confusion. We discuss general financial planning topics and not specific investments. And while I typically have a topic each week, you can still ask questions off topic and I will do my best to answer them. The number is 610-758-8810. That is 610-758-8810. And if you're not comfortable talking live on air, you can just give your question to Lori and she'll write it down and bring it into the studio. Email is also available at yourfinancialchoices.com. I'm going to have two guests this evening, Stuart Brouse and Tom Kennedy. Stuart is Director of Federal Program Sales for Capital Blue Cross. He's a 1983 graduate of Lock Haven University with a BS in Management Science and went on to work 32 years at Pennsylvania Blue Shield, now Highmark, before joining Capital Blue Cross. While at Pennsylvania Blue Shield, some of his work included working as a Medicare Part B for Provider Relations Representative, a Staff Services Analyst, a Joint Venture Liaison and Credentialing Coordinator, National Account Senior Client Manager, and Senior Sales Enablement Consultant. Stuart assumed his current position of Director of Federal Program Sales for Capital Blue Cross in August 2018. Thomas Kennedy is a manager, Medicare broker field sales for Capital Blue Cross. He graduated in 1994 from Lebanon Valley College with a BA in English and Communications. His work has included 20 years as an agent for United American Insurance Company. From there, he was recruited by Universal American Insurance Company to be their national compliance and product trainer, and then was promoted to VP of Sales Northeast Career Distribution in 2011. In 2015, he transitioned back to the broker side of the industry as a Medicare consultant for a large regional agency before coming to Capital Blue Cross in 2019 in his current position as manager, Medicare Broker Field Sales. Welcome to the show, Stuart and Tom. How are you this evening?
Well, now that I'm here, it's great. It's a little bit of a parking lot out there on 22.
Welcome to the Valley. You're not from the Valley, but welcome to the Valley. So thank you for your efforts in getting here. I know it could be a little crazy, but we're going to be talking about a lot of great things, hopefully, in Medicare. As I mentioned at the top of the show, we recently did have a show on that. And it was full of information and lots of questions. And I felt like there was still more to discuss. So we thought it would be a great idea to have a follow-up show to fill in the gaps and share even more information of which folks need to be aware. So I thought it might be a good idea if we could just jump right into things and remind our listeners of what Medicare is and what Medicare Part A, B, C, and D are to start, just kind of like an overview, because we did cover that the last time, but that's going to set the table for our conversation this evening. So would one of you like to talk about the A, B, C,
D? Why don't you do A, B?
Okay. Yeah, sure. I'll start. Tom Kennedy here. Call it the ABCs of Medicare. A and B, Medicare Part A is the hospital part of Medicare. Covers your inpatient hospital, also skilled nursing care and hospice care. And Medicare Part B is the medical side of Medicare. I call it the doctor's side of Medicare. So any of your doctor's visits, specialist visits, that's typically the 80%, 20% split of Medicare that most people are familiar with. Medicare Part B is also what has the premium associated with it that most people are familiar with. Comes right out of your Social Security check, the $135.50. Mm-hmm. Comes right out of your Social Security. And then, Stu, if you want to talk about C and D.
Yeah, I'm going to go a little off. I'm going to go with D first. Mm-hmm. D is the prescription drug program. So with those, it helps with the prescription drug. It came out through the Bush administration. And then Part C is kind of a combination of A, B, and D, in that the Medicare Advantage plans, or Part C as it's referred to, encompasses all of the original components of original Medicare, which is Parts A and B, and then also may include Part D. Some of those plans under Part C may be medical only, and some of them may have prescription drug in it. So when you're looking at your Medicare plans, if it says MA, most likely you're not going to see drug associated with it. If you see it says MAPD, then it's a Medicare Advantage prescription drug program, which has that drug on there. So we always refer to Part C as being the Prego, where everything's in there with MAPD plans.
Well, that's a good point, because I'm not sure, especially people who are just kind of coming onto the system, they might think Advantage is that the Medicare Advantage or the Medicare Part C Advantage is everything, because quite often that's how you hear people advertise it or people talk about it. They say, oh, I get this. And so some people might have an assumption that it comes with the drug plan. So that's a really good, important point. I'm not sure I even understood that until you just mentioned it. So you said they'll see MA, like when they're researching the plans they want, the MA would just be Medicare Advantage, but the right. MAPD is Medicare Advantage Prescription Drug Plan.
Yeah, so when anybody's looking at a drug or any kind of a Medicare Advantage plan, I should say, you want to ensure that you do have the drug component in there. So look for that MAPD.
Okay. Now, I know that we have some important dates coming up, because we're at December 4th right now. What's the first deadline we're talking about, and is it too late?
Well, not too late yet, but we're getting very close. December 7th, this Saturday, is the last day of open enrollment or the annual enrollment period, AEP, that most people are familiar with. So if you're going to make a change to your existing Medicare Advantage plan or Medicare prescription drug plan, you have to make that change by December 7th, this Saturday, in order for the change to take effect for January 1st. There is a, and I think we're going to talk about it in a little bit, the open enrollment after January 1st. But that's the first deadline, if you will, is Saturday.
So Saturday is the deadline. Can people still make changes on Saturday?
Absolutely. Up to midnight.
Yeah. So often we think business week, so up till Saturday. And you said that's if they need any changes. So if someone has a Medicare, and this is for Medicare Advantage, correct?
And prescription drug.
So if they have that plan and they've been very happy with it and they don't have any changes, they don't have to do anything?
They do not.
Correct. And back in October, if they're on an existing Medicare Advantage or prescription drug plan in October, they should have received what's referred to as their annual notice of change letter. And that letter spells out any changes that will be happening come January 1st. If they're happy with the changes that are going to be happening either in premium or benefits and they want to stay put, they don't do anything. It will just automatically renew come January 1st. But from October 15th till this Saturday is the window where they're able to make a change if they choose to.
Okay, so procrastinators out there, if you want a change or maybe hadn't even thought about it but realized over the past several months you weren't happy with something, it might be the time for you to review if there would be something better, and you have just a few more days to do that. Folks, we're at our first break. If you have questions, you don't have to wait till we talk about it. You're welcome to call in, and you can call in live and talk with us on air, or if you're not comfortable talking live on air, air, you can give your question to Lori C. by calling 610-758-8810. We'll be back in just a minute.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services for more than 25 years, including fee-based asset management. It all starts with personal goals and an understanding of risk tolerance, investment objectives, and the markets. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
Do you have a car that you're trading in? How about an old truck or boat that's taking up space? Let WDIY help you get rid of unwanted vehicles and turn them into financial support for the station. It's a simple and easy process. We handle all the towing, title, and transfer, and it may be tax deductible. Turn your vehicle into the programs you love. To learn more, visit WDIY.org or call 610-694-8100, extension 7.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, Lori Siebert. You're listening to Your Financial Choices. We are talking about more on Medicare this evening with two representatives from Capital Blue Cross, Stuart Browse and Tom Kennedy. If you have questions, the phone number is 610-758-8810. You can talk live on air with us, or if you're not comfortable talking live on air, you can just give your question to Lori. She'll write it down and bring it into us. We thought it was especially important to talk about Medicare and all the options, and in particular open enrollment, because the first deadline we have is December 7th, as Ted had just mentioned, for people who had received their annual notice of change letter. If there was anything they wanted to change, you have until Saturday, December 7th to do that. There is still time. But Ted, you also mentioned that there's another open enrollment period, one that starts January 1. And again, sometimes I think people aren't always familiar with Medicare Advantage, and maybe we need to distinguish between traditional Medicare and Medicare Advantage, but I also don't want them to get confused on the open enrollments. So can you tell us what the January 1 open enrollment period is and how there might be people who aren't going to be able to use that window?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. So the open enrollment period was around a few years ago, went away a little bit. The government has brought it back now starting last year and again this year. And it allows essentially folks to, with some restrictions, make a change to their Medicare Advantage plan if they so choose. So sometimes there's a little buyer's remorse where they make a change during the annual enrollment period through this Saturday, and for whatever reason they discover they're not happy with it, the benefits aren't exactly what they thought they were, maybe the formulary doesn't cover all of their drugs, maybe all the doctors aren't in the network of the plan they switched to. They can make one change during the open enrollment period, which runs from January 1st to March 31st of each year, from one Medicare Advantage plan to another Medicare Advantage plan, or they can disenroll from a Medicare Advantage plan altogether and return back to original Medicare Parts A and B as their primary insurance. And so, you know, it just allows folks to make a move if they think whatever change they made during the annual enrollment period wasn't the right one for them.
Yeah, and just to build on that too there, Tom, I bet when somebody does go back to an original Medicare plan off a Medicare Advantage plan, they may or may not decide to take a Part D plan at that same time as well. So if you have a Medicare Advantage plan that has drug, and now you're going to go back to original Medicare, you're probably going to need to pick up a Part D plan, because if you don't, something we'll probably talk about a little bit later, is you could impose upon yourself a penalty at a later date by not having that Part D. So if you do decide to go back to original Medicare, that's not part of original Medicare, drug is not, so you would have to pick up a PDP or a prescription drug plan at that point.
So if I'm on a Medicare Advantage plan that I either had prior or through this open enrollment that we have right now through December 7th, I decide to switch to another Medicare Advantage plan or go from original Medicare to a Medicare Advantage plan, I have between January 1 and March 1st to change my mind, meaning like buyer's remorse. So I didn't like the Advantage plan I switched to, or as you said, if I decided to go back to Medicare, and I forgot the drug plan, I could get it through that open that January 1, March 1st open
Correct.
Enrollment mm-hmm. period. Because, again, someone might not have realized if they had Medicare Advantage where they had a drug plan, decide to switch back to original Medicare, they forgot they didn't have it. So that's mm-hmm. what you're kind of saying about that.
And I think one track. Important point also relative to the Part D plans is that this open enrollment from January 1st to March 31st does not allow you to make a change just to your Part D component or just to your Part D plan. So if you're on original Medicare and a separate standalone Part D plan and you decide that you're not happy with your Part D plan, you're not allowed to make that change to just your Part D plan during the open enrollment from January 1st to March 31st. So there are some restrictions, and you always want to get with your trusted broker or advisor with help during the open enrollment. It's not sort of the free-for-all that we have during the annual enrollment period from now until Saturday, where you can pretty much do whatever you want or make any change that you want. It does have some restrictions.
Right. So one other point I thought it would be worthwhile just kind of reinforcing here is that if someone realizes they really should have made a change and they delayed too long and they decide, they just told me I have till December 7th. I'm going to quick go pick a plan. At least they've done something.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
So they still could switch. So that's important to say. All right. So when else might someone apply for Medicare or Medicare Advantage plans?
Well, the first opportunity is when you first become eligible for Medicare, which is what they call the IEP or the initial election period. So what happens there when you're becoming Medicare eligible is you should probably start shopping about 3 months out, if not even 4 months out. At that point, 3 months out, you should apply for your Medicare Part A and your Part B at that point, if you're going to definitely be retiring or are retired and turning age 65. That way, on the month of your 65th birthday, your Medicare plan would become, your Part A and Part B would become effective. At that point, once you become part of Medicare and you get your Medicare ID cards, you can essentially start shopping for Medicare. So I get my Part A, I get my Part B, say my birthday's in August. So I get my information that I'm eligible as of August 1st, get my ID cards in July. And what I can do at that point is I can reach out and start going to seminars being held by the various carriers, or I can look up a broker in a phone book and reach out to them and sit down with them and talk to them and express what my needs are with regards to, you know, do I travel? Do I summer 6 months out of the year down south? What are my medical conditions, et cetera, et cetera. So based upon that, then I can make a decision so that if I want to be on a Medicare Advantage plan come August 1st, I can enroll at that point and be ready to go come August 1st and go forward. During that IEP period, you actually have 7 months to enroll in Part A and Part B. And it's that 3 months prior to your 65th birthday, the month of your 65th birthday, and then 3 months after. So please do so during that period of time, because if you do not enroll in Part B at that point in time, and if you're not currently employed, you will be accountable potentially for Part B penalties by not enrolling during that special time frame, which is your IEP.
And we're going to talk about that, but I'm sitting here going, there's so much to keep track of here. No. So back to Ted's point about you better consult with someone, because I just want to go back. You said about 3 to 4 months before you're eligible, you want to start shopping for it and sign up for Medicare Part A and B, but do you sign up for Medicare Part A and B, or can you have the Medicare Advantage right away? You kind of said that too. I wasn't sure.
No, you must have Part A and Part B in order to be eligible to purchase a Part C.
Oh.
Because what will happen is during that enrollment process, as a broker, you will ask for that member's ID card.
So
what is your effective date? You also need to get the member's unique new member. Now, they don't use social numbers anymore on the cards. So you get that unique number. So you're going to put that unique number on the application. You're going to put that member's effective date. They became effective for Part A and Part B. And those can be different dates. Like I said, if somebody continues to work and doesn't elect to take B, then they can take it later on after coming off their employer coverage. And at that point, then their effective date would pick up there.
Okay, I want to talk about that too, that you could still have qualified insurance through an employer, but interesting. Okay, folks, we are at our second break, and I have more questions if you have any. The phone number is 610-758-8810. We'll be back in just a moment.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services for more than 25 years, including income tax preparation for individuals, businesses, estates, and trusts. Tax preparation involves more than putting numbers on a return. It requires planning. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
WDIY 88.1 offers many choices and real voices. Folk music, from folk classics to the Gaelic traditions of the British Isles, to bluegrass and old-time music of Appalachia, to the modern-day singer-songwriters telling the story of today's world. You'll find it all here on WDIY. Listen and enjoy the wide variety of folk music every weekday evening, 7 to 9 p.m., just after NPR News headlines, and Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. on 88.1 WDIY and streaming at WDIY.org.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, Lori Siebert. You're listening to Your Financial Choices, and we're talking about more on Medicare this evening with representatives from Capital Blue Cross, Stuart Brouse and Tom Kennedy. And if you have questions, the phone number is 610-758-8810. That's 610-758-8810. And you can talk live on air with us or off air, whatever you're more comfortable with. And lots of information to cover. Many listeners who have Medicare issues may think, you know, you have it all buttoned up, you didn't have any changes, or you already did your changes that you wanted by this December 7th date. But thinking forward, what happens if you switch to a plan and all of a sudden you find out in the next several weeks that it isn't working the way you thought, maybe the first month of January? We are also talking about options that you may have as a Medicare Advantage enrollee that you might still be able to make some changes to that. So this is a lot of important information, and I'm sitting here. I love learning, and it's just constant learning. And I've talked with people about Medicare many, many times, and it's still almost too much to take in. Because Stuart was just sharing with us that you really want to sign up for Medicare Part A and B. And I want to caveat that about if they have employer coverage. But if you don't have employer coverage, you're retired or going to be retired, or maybe you retired before, you're now eligible for Medicare. You want to do it a few months ahead of time. Correct. So you can get that card. And it's only with that card that you then say, hey, I might want to do original Medicare along with a drug plan, or I might want to do Medicare Advantage. But you can't do either without that card.
Yeah, and I just want to point out that when you become eligible for Part A and Part B, you actually have original Medicare at that point. The question now becomes is, once you have that, do you want to enroll into a Part C plan, or do you want to roll into a Medigap or a Medicare supplement plan to supplement that Medicare coverage? Because, again, Medicare is only going to pay 80% of the allowed amount.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, if you go to a doctor and it's $100, Medicare Part B would cover $80 of that. If you don't have a supplement plan or a Medicare Advantage plan, you would be in charge then of that additional $20. So if you have a MedSup, they'll pick that $20 up. Or if you have a Medicare Advantage plan, instead of having to worry about that coinsurance component, you may just have a single copay of $10.
Okay, so people who are going on original Medicare, they're searching for supplemental plans, and people who want Medicare Advantage are also searching for insurance plans. So either way, most people will want some kind of health insurance, either the supplemental, or if you're looking at the C, you know, you want to make sure the Advantage plan works for you.
Yes.
We had a caller call in with a question off air. Susan from Emmaus, she called in and she said, parents just got Medicare Part F. It's the Cadillac plan, she thinks. Is it going away? Will there be a G? What's the difference between F and G? This is a great question, very timely.
It's a very great question. You look eager, Tom. Go ahead.
Well, this is just a very timely question, and we've been getting a lot of questions relative to she called it Part F. It is actually one of the Medicare supplement plans. So it's Plan F.
So not a Medicare Advantage. It's a supplemental that goes along with the original Medicare. Okay, go ahead.
Correct. And it's been in the news the last couple of years because of legislation that recently passed indicating that Medicare Plans C and F are no longer going to be available for sale after January 1st of 2020. Unless you were eligible for Medicare prior to January 1st of 2020. And it's creating a lot of, folks that are nervous out there. Does that mean I'm going to lose my Plan F if I have a Plan F? Absolutely not. You're grandfathered in if you own a Plan C or Plan F Medicare supplement plan that goes along with your traditional Medicare A and B. You're grandfathered in. It's typically guaranteed renewable for life. You can't lose it. She asks about G then also, and so a lot of folks that are currently on a Plan F or are considering a Plan F also look at a Plan G. The difference between an F and a G plan, they're very, very similar. There's only one difference. The Plan F is... Yes, I've heard it referred to as the Cadillac plan. It's what's referred to as a first dollar plan, meaning, and this is part of the reason that the government is getting rid of it or not allowing it to be purchased after January 1st of 2020, because between traditional Medicare and your Plan F, everything is paid for. There's no deductible, there's no copayment, there's no coinsurance. It's from dollar one pays all of your medical claims. If you're on a Plan F, you can keep your Plan F. Again, I recommend you talk to your broker about it. Plan G is a great alternative because the only difference between those two plans is the Medicare Part B deductible that you would be responsible for if you choose a Plan G. That's currently $185 per year. And, of course, the Plan G premium is going to be less than a Plan F premium. So it's going to save you in premium dollars. You are responsible for the first $185 in Part B deductible, and then everything's going to be covered after that as well between traditional Medicare and your Plan G.
And if I can add just one thing, the Part B deductible for 2020 will be going to $198.
Yes.
So you have to meet that $198 out of your pocket first, then the Plan G will start to kick in. And the other thing that's important, too, about the F is that as long as you're Medicare eligible prior to 1-1 of 2020, you can still get this plan. So if you turn 65 on December 28th of 2019, you can get an F. If you turn 65 on January 3rd of 2020, you can't get a Plan F.
Okay.
You have to go on to a D or to a G or any other Medicare supplement plan.
Okay, so F being the supplemental plan that people used to call the Cadillac because they weren't having as much money out of pocket. Now, when you said the government is kind of doing away with it, there are insurance companies that provide these plans that are under the guidelines of the government.
Correct. Yeah, and so to clarify, the Medicare supplement plans are purchased by private insurance companies like Capital Blue Cross. But regulated by the government, and the governments they've standardized all the Medicare supplement plans available for sale. So a Plan G is a Plan G is a Plan G, whether you buy it from Capital Blue Cross or any other private insurance company that's selling that particular plan.
Because I know one of the concerns we had a call about the F plan that was with, I think it was Geisinger. That was going away, and then they thought they weren't going to be able to have their Plan F anymore. But all it would really mean is they have to go to just another insurance carrier for that Plan F.
And that's a great point, because we do have that situation that's arising within this market here with Geisinger no longer offering their Medicare supplement program. So what happens is when a plan such as that terminates a particular product, such as their entire Medicare supplement product line, you are then guaranteed issue at any other carrier that offers that product. So those people who may have a Plan F today at Geisinger can definitely come to Capital Blue Cross, regardless of your medical conditions, and you're guaranteed issue at a Plan F at Capital Blue Cross.
Okay. All right. That's good to know. Susan, thank you for that call. It was a great question. We appreciate it. Folks, we are at the halfway point. If you have questions about more on Medicare, there are lots of questions, I feel, The phone number is 610-758-8810. That's 610-758-8810. You can talk live on air with us or call in as Susan did and give your question to Lori C. She'll write it down and bring it in to us. We'll be back in just a moment.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services for more than 25 years, including estate planning and tax preparation, especially for Pennsylvania and New Jersey residents subject to state inheritance tax reporting. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
WDIY 88.1. It's 6:30. Your current temperature in Lehigh Valley is 38. Tonight we're going to have a chance of rain showers before 7 p.m. with a low around 30 degrees. Thursday is going to be mostly sunny with a high near 41. Thursday night it's going to be low around 28. And Friday you're going to have your slight chance of rain and snow showers before 1 p.m., but mostly cloudy with a high near 44. Friday is going to be low around 24. And for your Saturday, it's going to be sunny with a high near 36. Saturday night, low around 24. And for your Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 45. Now back to your financial choices with Lori Siebert.
Thank you, Shandi. Welcome back, folks. I have in the studio with me this evening Tom Kennedy and Stuart Brouse from Capital Blue Cross, and we are talking about more on Medicare. I want to talk about other times we may be able to make adjustments in our health insurance, but before we do that, I want to just go back momentarily to signing up for Medicare. We have people who are working longer, sometimes past age 65. So I think we went over it pretty quick. So I just want to go over that one more time. If someone is continuing to work or their spouse is continuing to work and has health insurance through their employer, they probably can stay on that insurance and they don't have to sign up for Medicare. But the trick is if the retirement is pending or inevitable, they still want to go 3 months ahead of time before they think they're going to retire even?
It's never too early.
Never too early.
Never too early to look at it. But you're right. They can defer that Part B coverage. Part A is free as long as you worked 40 quarters. So you'll have that Part A coverage. It can act as secondary depending upon the size of the employer. But the Part B, you may defer that because if you do have coverage through your spouse or if you continue to work, you can stay on that company's plan. The secret or the trick is when you come off of that company coverage, there's a lot of time frames in which you need to be aware of as to when and how you need to prepare to get things in order. Although you may have up to 8 months to enroll in Part B, you only have 2 months to enroll in a Medicare Part C plan after coming off of coverage.
Oh, good point.
So don't think that you have all this time to enroll and get your Part B, and then I'll get my Part C later. So as a result, you know, I've seen it happen to a few people where they delay, and then they find out that they cannot enroll in that Medicare Part C plan. They have to wait until the annual open enrollment period. So that's a key point.
And occasionally, sorry, do you want to jump in, Tom?
Well, I just wanted to add one additional thing with more and more people working beyond age 65. It's becoming more and more common. The decision to join Medicare, any part of Medicare, A or B, when you turn 65, really depends on a lot of factors. And Stu is right that most people pick up Part A because it's premium free and they have their group insurance from work because they're still working and that's their primary insurance. However, HSA plans are becoming more and more common. And one important note relative to HSA plans is that in order to be allowed to continue to contribute to your HSA account while you're still working, you can't have any part of Medicare, right? A, B, C, or D. And so you just need to be careful about that. Nothing is cookie cutter anymore with right. Medicare. Everybody's situation is unique.
Right.
And so consult with a broker and talk with your CPA because there's tax ramifications with the HSA contributions. I encourage anybody to find somebody they trust and to talk about this.
That's a great point because even the government will look at that. If you do have an HSA plan, ideally you should stop contributing to your HSA 6 months prior to going on to Medicare. So again, they can look at that. What they will do, I'm not sure. But it's the regulations say that you should not be making contributions to an HSA account within 6 months.
6 months prior. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I first learned about that from a client who had signed up for Part A because it was free. And he was still working and did not, you know, make that connection and told us after the fact. And it's a good lesson.
And that six-month piece that Stu referred to is it's right on Medicare's website. And it really, and I've never gotten a good explanation from Medicare when I've talked to them about it, but it really more applies to the people that wait beyond age 65 and a half to retire and come off of their group plan. Because stop contributing to your HSA 6 months prior to going on Medicare, because Medicare will backdate your Part A enrollment.
Oh, that's why. Yeah, that's probably why.
And they do it 6 months. I don't know why they do it 6 months, but that's the number. If there is 6 months to do it, they'll backdate your Part A enrollment 6 months. And if you've been contributing to your HSA for those 6 months because you're still working, you could have some issues. So.
And sometimes people, when they're working, they could actually go to their employer and say, does it make sense for me to come off of my employer plan? Because if they're making the bigger part of the contribution as an employee, it may be cheaper for them to go onto Medicare or with a supplemental plan or use the work as their group
plan. That's a great point. Just because you turn 65 and are still working does not mean that you need to stay on your employer group coverage. You have that opportunity to make the decision, I can continue to work, but my premiums may be lower to go on a Medicare Advantage plan than it would be to stay enrolled in the group plan with the, the biweekly contributions I have to make. So you do want to look at that. Again, if you're married and your spouse is not age 65, you're probably going to stay on your employer group plan.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
Because I don't think you want to go over to the under 65 market and pay those premiums, because then it's not beneficial.
Yeah.
But again, if you're single or if you're both 65, you can look at that as a means and continue to work and go with that Medicare route, and it could save you money.
So if, let's say they don't have a health savings account, so they don't need the, it's okay for them to get the Medicare Part A. By filing for the Medicare Part A, they don't, let's say, need the Part B yet. They still get that Medicare card and the ID number that they could start shopping around for the eventual switch over to Medicare. Is that correct?
Well, when you defer your Part B, essentially what will happen is you could send your ID card back and say defer it, or you just don't sign up for it at that point.
So the A is not going to give you your ID card to go shop the Medicare Advantage plans. It's the Medicare Part B that really triggers that?
Well, and if you only sign up for Medicare Part A, you're going to get a Medicare card, a red, white, and blue Medicare card that only says Part A.
And the effective date.
And with the effective date. You just won't have Part B on there yet. You won't be paying for a Part B premium. About 3 months prior is when you want to start shopping, though, because benefits change, premiums change. To shop a year and a half prior, you're going to have to reshop anyway.
Okay. Well, thanks. I had a little digression there. So we've talked about signing up for Medicare, looking at Medicare Advantage plans, original Medicare, supplemental plans, and some of those enrollment period dates. What if you have a life change? So can you make adjustments? So for example, you know, quite often, and I don't know if this would be a life event. Let's say you have a husband and wife who kind of take, did their little Medicare Advantage plan together, but maybe one was really the not healthy spouse and the other one was okay. Would that be a life event to change for a surviving spouse to say, we both had the same plan, so everything would be easy for us, but he had all the prescriptions. I don't need that plan. Can you explain what some of the life events might be that would trigger allowing you to change?
Yeah, Lori, so and what you're referring to is the passing or the death of one spouse. All Medicare plans are individual plans, and so it's not a couple plan. So that wouldn't necessarily trigger what we're referring to here. But special enrollment periods, SEPs, are what we're talking about. And that essentially allows you to make a move outside of the annual enrollment period or the open enrollment period if you you qualify. And there's a whole list of special enrollment periods that would trigger that ability to make a move mid-year, if you will. And it, typically, it's an involuntary loss of coverage, for example, if the insurance company that you're with will go out of business.
Geisinger would be an example.
Or you move out of the area and you move to a different area that isn't serviced by whatever plan you had in that you moved from. That plan then is going to terminate your coverage. That would trigger a special enrollment period. Retiring, stopping work, and going on Medicare for the first time, if that's mid-year.
Like we just talked about. You retire in August.
Okay. So there's a whole list, and, you know, rather than, I'm not going to.
With that special election period, the key one that Tom mentioned was be a relocation. Again, and the important thing about Medicare Advantage plans is they are network-based. So they are in a specific geographic area. They have a specific network of physicians and whatnot. So if I live in Northampton today and I'm in a plan and I move to Allegheny County, Western PA, probably a pretty good probability that the CBC plan is not going to have any doctors signed up in Western PA. So as a result, you get that special election period that you now have a specified period of time which you can look into those plans that are offered within the county which you move to determine which is the best plan for you.
I wonder if people even, what would trigger that? So for example, I would not have thought it would have mattered that you moved to a different county. And you're saying it could matter moving to a different county. In my mind, when you were saying relocation, I'm thinking a different state. So even within the state, is there a trigger? Do you get a notice saying, hey, you moved from Northampton to Allegheny County? Is there going to be a letter in the mail saying something doesn't qualify? Or do you have to be on top of that?
Yeah, well, yes and yes. So in Capital Blue Cross's case, if you live here, locally, and you move out to Allegheny County, for example, once you notify Capital Blue Cross of your move, they're going to say, well, we don't have any plans in Allegheny County, or we don't have a network out there. So they're going to initiate that and send you a letter and initiate that process of prompting you to go shop for a new plan in Allegheny County. You have a certain time frame in which to do that. And it's typically triggered once you notify the carrier of your address change or notify Medicare of your address change. That's going to trigger that.
Okay,
as well.
The address change will trigger it. They don't necessarily have to call a representative. No. I want to give the phone number one more time because I think I missed doing that a little bit earlier. If you have questions, the phone number is 610-758-8810, 610-758-8810. And you could talk live on air with us or off air, whatever's more convenient. Let's give to what happens if you miss signing up or you don't sign up. Because you mentioned penalties earlier, and I didn't know it. You also said it in relation to the drug plan.
That's correct.
And I don't think I realized that applied to the drug plan. I expected it to apply to the health insurance.
Yeah, so when we talk about missing on signing up, it's what are you missing out on? If you're missing out on Part A and or Part B, you could be liable for penalties when you do sign up. Also, it could delay the period of time in which you may be able to get your actual effective date and coverage. Part C, if you miss signing up for that, at least you have original Medicare because you have Part A and you have Part B. You just don't have the Part C component. You're going to have to wait for either your SEP or you're going to have to hope for the AEP period to come along that you can enroll then for that effective January 1st date. In Part D, also again, if you don't enroll at the proper time, then you can be incurring a late enrollment penalty there as well. So again, it's very important that when you're looking at Medicare and trying to make that decision as to, you know, whether I go into it or not, that you fall within those time frames that you're able to get that coverage. So because what'll happen is if you don't get your Part B coverage, you can get assessed up to 10% per year that you don't enroll in that plan. So if you think that you're doing the government a favor by not enrolling in Part B, actually you're doing yourself a disfavor as a result, because now you're going to have to pay a 20% penalty on top of the premium or that then is going to carry on into perpetuity. With Medicare, with the prescription drug plan, it's also a penalty, but it's roughly 1%, I think, for every month that it goes, that then you would be penalized. And after that point, when you do enroll in that plan, you will have that penalty applied as well. The only thing that can help you with that penalty on the drug would be as if you would qualify for a low-income subsidy or something to that effect that would then negate that particular penalty, because they don't want to assess the low-income folks with those additional penalties.
When we're talking about penalties and eligibility and missing the eligibility, it really all comes down to also, and I think it's an important point to make, if you don't have other credible coverage in place. So, if you've retired, you're not working anymore, and you decide, well, I'm healthy, I'm just not going to sign up for Medicare, I'm not going to get a Medicare Advantage plan, or I'm not going to sign up for Part D. If you don't have any other credible coverage in place, that's when the penalties are going to hit you if you decide to sign up for those things in the future. Medicare is going to ask you 3 years down the road when you're signing up for Part D for the first time, well, what have you been doing for the last 3 years for your insurance? And if you haven't had credible coverage, then they're going to hit you with the penalty moving forward and into perpetuity.
And just one last thing I'll add to that, too, is COBRA. A lot of people confuse COBRA as being credible coverage. It is not credible coverage. So if you leave employment and they offer you a COBRA plan, they say, well, we'll pay your COBRA coverage for 12 months as thanks for working here, and you don't enroll in Part A and Part B or become effective with that, you are going to be out of compliance. You will incur a Part B penalty when you go to enroll in Part B. So you need to enroll in that plan as soon as your retirement or date of termination from that company leaves, even though they're going to give you COBRA. You want to make sure you
So you could do the COBRA A and B and use the, do the A and B, enroll in the A and B and use the COBRA as the supplemental for that period, because that part, free. Okay. All right, folks, we are at our last break. If you have questions, the phone number is 610-758-8810. You can talk live on air with us or give your question to Lori C. She'll write it down and bring it in to us. We'll be back in just a minute.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services including portfolio management, tax return preparation, and financial planning for the accumulation years, retirement years, and estate distribution. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
WDIY offers many choices and real voices.
This is Rosalie.
And Steve.
Join us and other hosts each Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. for Swing Sunday, a great mix of swing, big band, and classic vocals.
WDIY is the Lehigh Valley's local source for NPR news, public affairs, and diverse music at 88.1 FM and streaming on WDIY.org.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to Your Financial Choices. This is your host, Lori Siebert, and I have in the studio with me two Capital Blue Cross representatives, Stuart Brouse and Tom Kennedy, and we are talking about more on Medicare. Lots of valuable information. There's still time for questions if you have one. 610-758-8810. That is 610-758-8810. You can talk live on air, or if you're not comfortable talking live on air, just give your question to Lori C. She'll write it down and bring it in to the studio. We were just talking about what happens if you don't sign up or you miss signing up. I want to go back for a moment to the time frame you mentioned at the beginning of the show, Stuart, where you said there's like the 7 months, the 3 months before you turn 65, the month you turn 65, and I think 3 months after. Does that count in if I miss signing up? Like, what if I don't do it till 65 and 2 months? Is that still okay? Or do I have penalties? Am I late on that?
Yes.
You are late, yeah.
You are late. In addition to that, you will then only be able to enroll in Part B at a certain specific time, with your coverage then becoming effective on July 1st.
Oh, okay. So, boy, that's good to know. So what were the 3 months before? And was that to get the Medicare Advantage?
So that's when you're turning 65.
Right.
So when you're turning 65, you have the 3 months before, the month of, or the 3 months after to get your Part B, your A and B.
Okay.
To make that effective. So you have that period of time. If you miss it after that third month after
that's
your birthday,
when you're
you decide in the fifth month you want Part B, you will now pay a penalty.
Okay. All right. And then the proof of coverage. Ted, Tom. Sorry. Sorry. I don't know why.
It's not the first time.
Tom, if the proof of coverage, I always wondered about that. So if someone stays on their employer plan while they're working for 3 years and then they sign up for Medicare, Medicare is going to ask them if they had coverage?
Well, yeah, and I say ask them. They're going to require you to fill out a form.
Okay.
So your employer is going to fill out one form, and then you fill out another.
Okay.
I think it's an L-564 or something is the form number. Just the employer verifying that you've had credible coverage for whatever time period, so that you're not penalized.
Okay, great. I want to make sure that we have enough time to talk about a couple different things. One, the Capital Blue store, but first, can we talk about, we've talked a bit about original Medicare, and then the Medicare Advantage. It seems to be all the thing these days. People think everything's included, and they really, you know, like it. So can you tell some of the advantages of Medicare Advantage, and maybe the disadvantage of Medicare Advantage? So it could take a few minutes to talk about that.
Do you want the advantage or the disadvantage?
I'll talk about the advantage. Okay. I like the advantages better. So traditional Medicare typically doesn't include coverage for hearing aids, dental, or the cost of eyeglasses. And so those are the big three things, or the three big things that most people look at Medicare Advantage plans for, because a lot of the plans, Capital Blue Cross included, is going to include some dental coverage, some eyeglass coverage, some hearing aid coverage. In addition to that, things like gym memberships through Silver Sneakers is a popular one. Capital Blue Cross includes that.
I like to talk about that, right?
Transportation benefits to doctor's offices, meals post-hospital, over-the-counter catalogs that you can purchase over-the-counter of items that wouldn't otherwise be covered by your plan. All of those things are added to Capital Blue Cross plans, a lot of other Medicare Advantage plans, and that's the attraction to a lot of folks, that they can get benefits beyond what traditional Medicare A and B since 1965 has been covered.
Right, because dental and vision, otherwise they'd have to go out separately and get that, because that's not part of original Medicare.
Correct.
Disadvantage?
Disadvantages. As I mentioned before, they are network-based.
Uh-huh.
So again, if you are going to network physicians, the co-pays you have are the co-pays you pay. But if you elect to go out of network to a physician that doesn't participate, let's say with a Capital Blue product, if you're in a PPO plan, you would have a percent of co-insurance to pay. So again, instead of paying $20 for your PCP visit, you may have to pay 30% of the allowed amount. So if that allowed amount again was $100, you're paying 30 instead of the 20. So that's a big one. The other ones would be when it comes to travel. If you're on a Medicare, original Medicare with a Medicare supplement plan, essentially any physician who agrees to accept the Medicare assignment as payment in full, that's who you can go to. When you travel with a Medicare Advantage plan, the fortunate thing with the Blues products is that we have a nationwide network. The other states that participate, you can go there, and as long as you go to a participating providers, let's say within Florida's Blue Cross and Blue Shield Medicare Advantage plan, it will be treated as in-network.
Mm.
So it's an advantage to that point, but if you go to a state that doesn't have a Medicare Advantage network, I think North or South Dakota is one of those. Mm. Arizona is definitely one, so let's use Arizona. So if you go to Arizona, you have to see a physician. There you're going to have to pay potentially full freight, full cost for that service, because there is no participating Medicare Advantage plan. Whereas if you had original Medicare and a Med Sup plan, you could go to that doctor who agrees to accept assignment. It's just going to work as if you were in Pennsylvania.
Okay. Good to know. We had a caller, Bill from Bethlehem, and off air. And he said, if he retires from a government job and is healthy and still has health insurance through the government, does he need to sign up for C&D?
Depends.
Okay.
It depends on what level of government, what the retirement plan looks like from the government, whether it's local, state, or federal. So many variables. Again, it's worth getting with a trusted broker or consultant to help you through that.
So he's talking about after age 65, health insurance through the government. That would continue after age 65?
Some governments still offer retirement benefits. Some require you to go on Medicare A and B, not necessarily C and D.
Okay.
My mother is a state retiree, for example, and she's on the PEASERS program. She's on Medicare A and B, but then the PEASERS HOP program serves as her Medicare supplement plan, for example.
Okay.
And she gets some additional benefits as well. So it really depends on what level of government, what the benefits being offered are as part of that retirement benefit.
Okay, so who would he talk to if he...
You can certainly call into one of the reps at Capital Blue Cross, okay, and we can help him, or a trusted broker or advisor that is licensed and certified for Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans.
Okay. You mentioned calling in. Now, we're lucky in the Lehigh Valley to have a Capital Blue store. Can you talk a little bit about the Capital Blue store and... what is available there? Because when we were talking about these open enrollment dates, December 7th, I know I went in with a client recently to talk about, you know, would there be a dental plan? Does Capital Blue, in fact, maybe you could answer that quickly. Does Capital Blue offer a dental plan outside of the Medicare Advantage? So she has original Medicare and her own supplementary plan, but she didn't have dental. And I said, I think you could ask if they have dental. So that was one thing. But people can come in and get help.
That's correct.
Okay.
The Blue Cross store is at the Promenade Shops at Saucon Valley.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all in person. You can go there. You can have a face-to-face consultation with a licensed representative. Discuss anything you need to know about Medicare, Part A, Part B, Part C, Part D, when I need to enroll, when I don't need to enroll, what qualifies to enroll when. All those things we've been talking about. Can also then, again, bend their ear, find out what's going on, go in there for customer service, even for claims questions if you are a member. Then the nice thing about the stores is they do offer things such as health coaching, wellness and fitness programs, the cafe, which, you know, I'm not a big healthy food eater, as you can tell. But, you know, you go in there, you can go in, you can work out, you can do your yoga or aerobics, and then afterwards you can have a healthy meal at the store. So it is great. They are there Monday through Saturday.
Yeah, they do assessments. I went in once and they did, I don't know if it was called biometric or whatever
biometric
it was.
Biometric screenings.
Yeah, it was interesting. And then they provided some materials that I could take home and on healthy eating, which I also probably ignored.
Yeah. But then to your point too, we do offer dental and vision programs outside of the Medicare space. So again, you know, we do offer programs for the under 65 market and for CHIP. So as a result,
that's a good point too. We've only been talking about Medicare tonight and some of the Advantage plans, but there's plans under age 65 that if people needed health insurance, even on the marketplace.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. And then through those, you have your dental and vision programs that are offered through those plans as well, that they can all address at the store.
Yeah, licensed and certified agents there that can answer any question you need as far as, or have as far as Medicare or underage or dental vision, anything that Capital offers.
So whether someone is on original Medicare and needs a supplemental plan, or if they want to go the route of the Medicare Advantage plan, there's other health insurance providers out there that probably offer both as well, but
correct,
that is something you guys offer, so they could, and for the under 65 who just need general health insurance.
Correct.
And whether that's individual or through the marketplace, because
correct,
the marketplace typically is for people who might have a need and need a premium tax credit, right?
Correct. Yes.
But it's also a place where you can explore the different kinds of health insurance that are available. Even if you wouldn't qualify for a premium tax credit, you still can see what's available on different kinds of health insurance providers and different kinds of plans.
And the folks at the store can help determine whether you would qualify for a tax credit or not.
Yes, they can also check the LIS. They can look to see if you qualify for that low-income subsidy, is what that's going to have an impact onto your premium, into your drug co-payments, et cetera. So they have all that information at their fingertips. And just one small plug I'd like to add in there at the store is that they are now able to offer a subsidiary product of Capital Blue Cross. A wholly owned subsidiary now is Vibra Health Plan. I think you're going to start hearing about it in this market. It seems that we're having a good year. It's a Medicare Advantage only plan, offers two health plans, and we are now able to sell that in the stores as well. So again, person can come in, they can talk to us about capital products, and they can talk to us about Vibra Health Plan products.
Vibra. Okay. You guys, thank you so much for coming. I know it was an effort to get here tonight, and I'm glad it all worked out. Thank you very much. Tom Kennedy and Stuart Browse from Capital Blue Cross, and as we mentioned, the Capital Blue Cross at the Promenade if you have additional questions or need help with any information. So thank you so much. Thank you for our listeners for calling in with your great questions. We really appreciate it. Thank you, Shandi, for being here as well, and Lori C. for grabbing the phones. Next week, I'm going to have listeners' questions, past and present. So if you guys have questions, you can send them to the yourfinancialchoices.com website. I would love some questions for the show. Otherwise, I'll be pulling past questions as well. So what question do you have? Let us know. Coming up next, we have Tom Druckenmiller with In the Tradition Folk Music. Remember, pay attention, be proactive, not reactive, and make the best of your financial choices. Have a great week.